You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Now, me and Katie recently went over a scenario since we're all different personalities at work, but we all know each other very well.
Yes.
And there was a fake scenario that we put out there to find out who would start an argument on a road trip.
If
we all went to Chicago, this is just a fake destination. I mean, we just picked a destination.
Yeah.
That we might, me, Katie from Russia, Chelsea, Ginge, Huey, and Date Kate. Us six.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be so fun.
Went in one car. And we drove from Springfield, Missouri to Chicago.
Okay.
And we stayed in a hotel. Two hotels, one hotel for the girls, one hotel for the guys in Chicago for like a weekend or like a 3-day weekend.
Okay. Yeah.
And why are we going there? To do whatever. To enjoy the restaurants, to enjoy the
Chicago to get pizza. A new endorsement.
The bars, the
for Hy-Vee.
Go to the aquarium, whatever. We're just doing a bunch of different item. We're being tourists in Chicago.
I like that. Okay.
And here's what we put out there. Who would be the first, do you think, that would get in an argument? And do you think, I think the original question was, would there be an argument? Why and who?
Yeah.
We would like to hear your guesses at this time, and then we will share Katie's concerns.
Your concerns?
As well, because at first we were like, dude, I think we're all like, we all bring something different to the table.
Yeah, and we're pretty laid back.
We
never have fights.
No, we've never fought.
No.
For real. No.
No. For the
but
show,
I feel
for
like
drama,
this is a different I feel like this is a different vibe though, because we're in a car for over 7 hours together in one car and we're all trying to get on the same page to do things together for a whole weekend.
I already have an answer to this.
Okay.
It's easy.
Yes.
You would irritate Katie an hour in by doing something. Fotch like. I mean, I don't even know what that would be. Maybe you throwing a bugle in her hair or something. Like,
good road trip snack, by the way.
I know, bugles are awesome.
Nice.
But yeah, I think that's what would happen. It would be you irritating Katie 100%.
Because
really?
It's like a brother-sister type of relationship.
No, you would just be picking on her the entire 7 hours.
That's not what we came up with.
No, absolutely.
Really?
Not.
No.
Oh, okay. What'd you come up with?
We would say, and this was not necessarily an argument, but we would say it would either be you or Ginge.
Yes.
Why?
Because you would be very picky about where we would go to eat.
I wouldn't care.
You would. That's what you would say. But then we would get there, and you're like, I don't like this.
As long as it's not seafood.
I don't like this.
See?
Well, I'm curious
again. And then,
I mean, it's
already.
Just, yeah.
So why would it be Ginge?
Say one thing and do the other. Ginge would be, we could never get him out of his hotel room to get out
He's
off
late.
Of his
He would
gadgets.
Be late for
he
everything.
He would be late for everything.
What would happen? It's not necessarily an argument, but it would be like, dude, come on, man. We got to be the aquarium. Like, we have to be there by 11.
That's fair.
And he would say, this is what he would say. I already know. He would go, just go without me, guys.
That's
fine.
Exactly what he would say.
I'm just going to chill in the hotel room for a while and do whatever I do with my phone.
Yeah.
For
go
a couple
Instagram
of
live.
Hours. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. And I don't think, and once again, I don't think it would necessarily be an argument. I think it would just, he would just kind of need his alone time.
Yeah.
And you would need specific restaurants. There would be very, very specific eating.
Well, and I would want an itinerary of exactly what we're doing.
And so would Huey.
Yeah.
But still.
But Huey would never say, like,
Huey,
no, he
that
would
he's annoyed.
He would roll
he's kind of a germaphobe, too. So he would need to be stopped at, like, specific places to, you know.
Like,
just...
okay, so us three guys, I think there would be another problem. Me and Huey are very neat and organized. And then we have Ginge in our hotel room.
Right.
That's so
which
true.
Which could also be, like, me and Huey constantly picking up his clothes and different things.
Yeah.
Like, around the hotel
That's
room.
True.
So those would be the things that we would be, I don't know if it'd be a concern. Other than that, I think it would be okay in this fake scenario.
Yeah.
This trip to Chicago.
You guys have good points. The person we haven't brought up yet is Date Kate, because she would be the best person to travel with.
That's why we didn't bring her
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I know. She is so, like, go with the flow. Awesome.
Exactly.
She will literally
be the
do
best
anything.
Person. So, yeah, seriously.
Like, if we said, hey, let's break into this establishment
she'd be like,
in
all
Chicago,
right.
She'd be like, all right.
Yeah, she wouldn't care at all. Yeah,
that's totally true.
It'd be fine.
Okay,
and
so
then we could come back and never talk about it.
We'll have to ask Ginge this question too.
Okay, that's fine. Those are our concerns.
Okay,
I think that he would agree that it would be him, too.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you guys mind if I complained about my butt hurting the whole time?
I hate
driving more than 3 hours.
See?
Like, a trip to Kansas City is like,
not even
horrible
a real
for
scenario.
Me.
No,
right?
But I won't complain about the food, though.
No, just no seafood.
Botch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.